July 26, 1926, the four degrees of the living in the supreme will. I continue in my usual abandonment in the supreme volition, and my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, my daughter, the light of the sun is not enjoyed equally by all, not because of the sun, since my works, containing the universal good, do good to all with no restriction of any kind, but because of creatures. Imagine a person who remains in his room, he does not enjoy all the vividness of the light, and if he enjoys a mild light, he does not enjoy its heat. There's someone else, then, who is outside of the built-up area, he enjoys more light, he feels the heat of the sun. The heat purifies and disinfects the putrid air, and in enjoying the purified air he becomes stronger and feels healthier. So, the second person enjoys more of the goods that the sun brings to the earth? But, move forward. There is a third person who goes and puts himself at the point in which the solar rays hit the surface of the earth. This one feels invested by its rays, he feels burnt by the heat of the sun. The vividness of its light is such that, his eyes being filled with it, he can hardly look at the earth. He sees himself as though transfused, one could say, into the very light. He feels little of the earth, of himself, and only because he has his feet on the ground, but he lives only for the sun. See what a great difference exists between the first, the second, and the third. But, move even further. A fourth person takes flight into the solar rays, and rises up to the center of its sphere. This one remains burned by the intensity of the heat that the sun contains in its center. The intensity of the light eclipses him completely, in such a way that he remains dissolved, consumed, within the sun itself. This fourth person can no longer look at the earth nor think of himself. And if he does look, he will look at light, he will feel fire. So, for him all things have ended. Light and heat have taken the place of his life. What a difference between the third and the fourth. However, all this difference does not depend on the sun, but on creatures, and on how they expose themselves to the light of the sun. Now, the sun is the image of my will which, more than sun, shoots its rays to convert those who want to live in its kingdom completely into light and love. These people are the image of the four degrees of the living in my will. One can say that the first one does not live in its kingdom, but only in the light which, from my kingdom, the sun of my will diffuses to all. One can say that he is outside of its boundaries, and if he enjoys a limited light, it is because of the nature of light, which diffuses everywhere. His nature, his weaknesses and passions form as though a house around him. They form infected and putrid air. And in breathing it, he lives as sickly and without liveliness of strength in doing good. But in spite of all this, he is resigned. He bears to his best the encounters of life, because the light of my will, mild as it may be, always brings its good. The second is the image of one who has entered the first steps of the boundaries of the kingdom of the supreme will. This one enjoys not only more light, but also the heat, therefore the air he breathes is pure. And in breathing it, he feels passions die within him, he is constant and good, he bears the crosses not only with resignation, but with love. However, since he is at the first steps of the boundaries, he looks at the earth and feels the weight of the human nature. On the other hand, the third is the image of one who has advanced into the boundaries of this kingdom. And its light is such and so great as to make him forget everything. He no longer feels anything of himself. Good, virtues, crosses, change into his own nature. The light eclipses him, transforms him, and just barely allows him to look from afar at what no longer belongs to him. The fourth is the happiest, because he is the image of one who not only lives in my kingdom, but has acquired it. This one undergoes the total consummation in the supreme sun of my will. The eclipse caused by its light is so intense, that he himself becomes light and heat, nor can he look at anything else but light and fire. and all things convert for him into light and love. Therefore, there will be a difference of degrees in the kingdom of my will according to how much creatures will want to take from its goods. But the first degrees will be spurs and paths in order to reach the last one. For you, then, who must make it known, there is all the necessity to live in the last degree.